Chief, an inadvertent photo has just been taken of you and uploaded on social media. Yep. It was about Damo's scarf. First time he's worn a scarf, and he's a little bit awkward about it tonight. In the background, our very eagle-eyed Triple M family spotted the fried rice, and a lot of them, they go way back to one of the most famous incidents ever on Triple M football involving fried rice, Chief. And this is by popular demand. We've gone into the archives.
This was at the MCG.
Were you there the day?
Yeah, I was there. Were you there?
Arguably the most... probably the most celebrated moment on Triple M football. This is the Chief losing his mind many a year ago. Have a listen to this.
Question: his future is becoming more and more cloudy.
It's not.
And I asked you, will he play this
more
year?
Cloudy
and you say
or less?
Yes or no? That's not his future. His future's
well,
not one bloody
future,
year.
Then?
It is not one bloody year. This is exactly what Channel 10 do. This is sensationalism, Hugh. You're talking shit is what you're doing right
Don't
now.
Don't swear on air.
I'm
you're
telling
than
you,
that.
You're talking shit.
Don't swear on
and
air.
You
you're better than
no,
that.
No, you shut up and listen instead
Don't
of talking
Don't
shit.
Don't speak to me like that.
Well, then I won't talk to you.
Get out of the box.
Will do.
I will not work with
will
someone
do.
Like that. Get
good.
Out of the box
All
right
good.
Now. Go on, nick
All
off.
Good.
Just throwing a whole tray of food on me.
A whole tray.
Nick off. I'm not working
crumbs.
With those.
Shut up.
Get out.
Shut up.
So, Steve-o.
Get out. That is unacceptable behaviour.
Shut up.
Get out, Jason.
Oh, that wasn't a whole tray of food. That was a bowl of fried rice.
I accidentally tipped my...
Accidentally.
The fried rice. My Nazi fell forward.
That was Steve Quartermain, in case you're wondering. And he was very serious about it, wasn't he?
It was inappropriate behaviour by me.
When you listen
no
back to that,
that.
Chief, do you feel awkward about what you did that day?
Well, I just said it was inappropriate behaviour, Warrior.
He was That's a great funny. Hawthorn supporter too. Was he then...
What was the
did
dispute
he jump
over?
Off you?
Oh, it's not me. I'm not going to influence
the,
his ability to barrack.
It's Jonathan Hay, I think, who they shipped off for two first-round draft picks.
No,
Trent
Crowe. It was all over Trent Crowe.
Trent Crowe.
Trent Crowe, was it?
And he was right, too, was quarters, I think, wasn't he?
Yeah, but the point I was making, he was going through a very tough time, which involved some outside issues, not just football issues, and I was trying to show support for him, which unfortunately got sort of
famous.
Lost.
And there were all the sponsors, the new sponsors that had just signed up on Triple M Football.
The boss, CEO, Triple M, Benny Mafia.
He was there.
Well, I think it's important to understand that that's live radio and, you know, it's not staged.
I think the sponsors were wondering what they tipped into.
Benny Mafia tells the story that he was at the back of the box here and he was trying to convince Cordes to come back into the box, but he still had fried rice all through his hair. He had to keep a straight face, Benny. Not your finest moment, Chief. I must counsel you on that one.